You're listening to Good Food on KCRW. I'm Evan Kleiman. Layered simplicity is the cornerstone of the menu at Via Carota, with an emphasis on vegetables that have Italian roots. Award-winning chefs Jody Williams and Rita Sodi have nurtured a legion of devoted diners along a strip of Grove Street in Greenwich Village. For me, their dining room is an essential stop on every trip to New York. And finally, we have a cookbook. Hello, ladies. It's so wonderful to have you here.
Hello. Happy to be here, and thank you to invite us.
Jody, why don't you start and tell us how you first met Rita and the early days of Via Carota. Maybe share what your philosophy and vision for the restaurant and guest experience was.
Of course. So probably about 15 years ago, I had a group of friends saying, you've got to meet this woman. And I had another group of friends saying, you've got to eat in this restaurant. And I had been busy in the West Village working as a chef and just, you know, night and day. And finally, I got over to this restaurant that was everybody's telling me to go to. And I sat down and I was so inspired and just in love with this place and this little handwritten menu. And it was spring and it was full of like four or five asparagus dishes. I thought, wow. And it was so Italian, the energy, everything. And I was in love. I looked down at the end of the bar and I thought, I think that is the chef. And sure enough, it was. And then I made the connection, like, this was the person people were telling me, have you met? You should meet her. You have so much in common. And so I was just blown away and made it my mission to get to know Rita Sodi better.
Rita, would you share what your life looked like in Italy before you moved to New York? You grew up on a farm. So we would love it if you would describe those early days with your family, where you were living, and what you were doing just before moving to the States.
Oh, before I was in the clothing business, and so I was traveling a lot, and I was based in Florence, and I was working. We had license for jeans on Europe and Asia, Calvin Klein license. So I was going around a little bit of the world, and I was not cooking at that time. And after I decided to come in New York and open E. Sodi, and now we are here.
So you opened E. Sodi. Jody, maybe you can tell us when the two of you decided to open Via Carota and what you talked about in terms of the menu.
Yes, you know, the early days, Rita was at E. Sodi. I mean, all day cooking the pasta station, expediting the restaurant, closing the restaurant, placing the orders, and our lives were just like full. And me over at Buvette, a block away, we decided, like, well, if we want to see each other, we should open up a restaurant together. And we looked down Grove Street. And there was a space for rent, and we thought, well, let's do it. And we took the challenge, you know, and we knew we were going to make a place that sort of reflected my experience of living and working in Italy, mostly Rome and Reggio Emilia, and Rita's, you know, canon of foods that she grew up eating with her mother and her whole family. And we knew we wanted to put together a restaurant where we felt comfortable and we felt this kind of freedom, but at the same time that was sort of iconic Italian foods that we were missing. And we wanted the vegetables, like all the sides, all the contorni, to be the heart of the menu. Because when we would go out, we would gravitate to those, that little corner of sides that were sort of forgotten, and we'd want the bowls of beans and spinach, or we'd want, you know, broccoli. And we thought, well, that's what we're going to do. So in the heart, the center of Via Carota's menu, there's anywhere from like 12 to 20 dishes that are always seasonal, and some that are always there that are the heart of the menu. So you can eat all your vegetables. There's pastas, there's a risotto, and then there's meat and fish and some little things to start with. So it's sort of this tradition, untraditional in sort of that kind of context. And we found a lot of joy just like in thinking that way and freeing ourselves as chef in the kitchen to like, we can do asparagus in many ways. We can have four artichokes and go through this season and then wait for squash blossoms. So that sort of really became the soul of Via Carota.
So we're in fall, and so let's concentrate on dishes that would be great for this time of year. One that I immediately saw in the book is something that I make all the time, but of course everybody does things differently, and I just love the way your zucca and agra dolce looks. Describe what it is and how it's made. Jody, do you want to do that?
Sure. Zucca and agra dolce is a sweet and sour roasted pumpkin that can be served warm or can be served just room temperature. And it's even better the next day as all the vinegar and the onions and the pine nuts, raisins sort of soak into it. We use probably something more like a moscata or a cappello di prete kind of pumpkin squash that we will just, sometimes we roast it whole depending on the size, and sometimes we break it down into wedges and roast it, and then begin to dress it with the agro dolce, the sweet and sort of sour sauce, with this vinegar, splash of water to balance it out, some herbs, and just douse this pumpkin on a tray.
The porri al cenere, or the charred leeks, I have to say the photographs in the book are just extremely inviting. And I saw those leeks and I thought, oh, wow, that's like really my kind of cooking and eating. Tell me about them.
Oh, I love those leeks. You know, I love the idea, al cenere, to cook something in the ashes, to let it get crisp and, you know, the skin. And then you have the creamy center, whether it's potatoes or artichokes. But in this case, the center of the leeks, as it gets charred and you let it rest, it gets creamy inside. And we split them open. And so you're presented with the charcoal-crusted outer with the creamy white leek in the middle. And we put over that a little bit of sheep's cheese. And again, we will just finish it with a little vinaigrette.
We can't deny that the humble bean, it seems like, especially the pandemic, pushed a lot of people who had never really been bean people into becoming bean people. And you have a dish where you combine borlotti beans with farro to create a meal in itself.
I love that dish. Sometimes when we make this dish, we toast the farro, so it gets like you would toast a coffee bean almost, and it gets nice, deep flavor. And we cook that with the borlotti beans, or you might find cranberry beans, which is also a good substitute. And it gets really thick, a lot of rosemary, and finishing it with a little olive oil. It's more than a soup. It's almost a stew, but it's also great. Sometimes we'll have that sitting underneath a stinco di maiale, a roasted pork shank, or like you say, a meal on itself.
You know, one of the things that you do at Via Carota is when the food comes out, one is struck by the simplicity, but then you go to taste it, and yes, you can taste all the ingredients, but there's a lot of layers of flavor. Can you talk about that culinary philosophy you have?
We didn't start out with a culinary philosophy. We started out with things we were passionate and things we loved doing, things that were appealing to us, things that were delicious, things that we were good at. And out of this time spent in the kitchen, we sort of realized we do have a philosophy. And when we realize whether we're designing the dining room or we're putting together a recipe or working on this book, when we can take away, things become stronger. So when we're in the kitchen, we're not layering on to make something more flavorful. We're taking away until you can't take away anymore. And those flavors stand out stronger.
Has there been an ingredient or a dish that appears every season without much fuss or alteration to its preparation or presentation?
Insalata verde. The green salad.
That is the most considered, loved green salad I've ever had in a restaurant. So you can't just say green salad and leave it at that. We need more description.
Mm. Yeah, it's, you know, fresh. It's beautiful in your eyes. It's beautiful in your mouth. It's
well curated. I mean, just selecting the combination of lettuces is so important. And then washing and triple washing and drying, just really slowing everybody down to handle salad and then send it to the table and eat it with your hands. And then the vinaigrette, you know, that vinaigrette, you should be able to eat a spoonful of it so it doesn't, like, it's soft and pleasant on your palate and you're not wincing from vinegar. So I think we understand what we don't like about salads, and we talk a lot about what we love. And it's whether it's the insalata verde or it's a radicchio salad with Casafranco and endive chicories, it's always going to be a combination of lettuces and textures and how they're put together, finished with that vinaigrette.
Tell us about the vinaigrette.
Well, you're going to have to chop a lot of shallots and chop fresh thyme and use a zester for your garlic clove. The vinaigrette, that's how, and two kinds of mustard that come into it.
You really can eat it with a spoon. I have eaten it with a spoon. Thank you so much, you two. This book is so marvelous. It's truly just a wonderful series of inspirations.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Jody Williams and Rita Sodi are the power duo behind a few of New York City's favorite neighborhood restaurants. They've compiled some of their most sought-after recipes into a new cookbook, Via Carota, a celebration of seasonal cooking from the beloved Greenwich Village restaurant. We have two recipes for you, both those gorgeous grilled leeks and the zucca in agridolce. They will both be on our website. Head over to kcrw.com/goodfood.